This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese government has issued its response to North Korea's latest missile tests, calling on Pyongyang to stop any provocative activities that may further fuel tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Chinese Foreign Ministry statement also expressing grave concern over the launch, which North Korea is describing as its most powerful missile to date. Missile launched earlier this Wednesday, landing somewhere within Japan's exclusive economic zone off the coast of Hokkaido. The UN Security Council currently bans North Korea from testing ballistic missiles. Over the past year, the Security Council has imposed export bans on coal, iron, lead, textiles, and seafood, as well as restricting joint ventures and blacklisting a number of North Korean entities in response to the country's missile and nuclear tests. Police in Beijing have begun to unravel a string of fantastic allegations, which led to a massive public outcry in China, noting that most of the claims made against the local kindergarten have been made up. National fervor taking hold last week following allegations that children attending an international kindergarten in Beijing were subject to sexual assaults, fed illegal drugs, and stabbed with needles. Beijing police now say the allegations of children being fed drugs have been made up. Two women have been accused of starting the rumor, one of whom is now in police custody. The other woman has been given a warning, while another father involved has admitted to coercing his child to tell TV reporters that she had been fed drugs. Allegations of sexual assault at the school have also been dismissed after the mother of one of the children admitted to convincing her child to make the claims to authorities. However, police have detained the 22-year-old teacher for using a knitting needle to poke children who refused to nap. Allegations against the New York-listed RYB education facility in Beijing prompting a nationwide inspection of kindergartens and also saw RYB's share price take a dramatic hit due to the scandal. A court in Beijing rejecting appeals of executives of a Chinese online peer-to-peer lender who are given jail terms for cheating the public out of large amounts of money. The two operators of online P2P lender Uzibao, Anhui Yucheng and Yucheng Global, found to have raised huge amounts of money by faking high-yield investment products without a banking license. They were ordered to pay fines of 1.8 billion yuan and 100 million yuan, respectively, in the first ruling in September. The 26 company executives and staff were given jail terms ranging from 3 years to life imprisonment, two companies accepting the verdict while 23 defendants appealed. In its latest ruling, the Beijing High People's Court, in rejecting the appeals, also accusing the convicts of disrupting the national financial management system. Authorities on the Indonesian island of Bali have rescinded an earlier announcement and have decided to reopen the airport on the island. Officials originally planned to keep the airport on Bali closed until at least Thursday morning due to the eruption of the Agung volcano. However, new forecasting suggesting it should be safe to allow flights to come and go from the airport, which has been shut down for the last 3 days, leaving thousands of tourists on the island stranded. Agung roaring back to life last week with its first eruption since 1963. Around 100,000 people living near the volcano have been evacuated. Volcano itself showing no signs of dying down, though, leading to speculation it could be priming itself for a major eruption in the coming days. Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has given a 3-month amnesty for individuals and corporations to return back funds illegally taken from the country or face arrest. Amnesty will take effect in the coming month. Mnangagwa says the military intervention, which led to the resignation of former President Robert Mugabe last week, has helped to uncover cases where huge sums of money and other assets were illegally externalized by individuals and businesses. Upon the expiry of the 3-month window, Mnangagwa says the government will proceed to arrest all of those who would not have complied with the directive. A hacking loophole in Apple's latest Mac operating system has been revealed. A Turkish software developer has found the bug will allow anyone to gain full administrator control of a computer without entering a password. He found that anyone can log into a Mac computer running the latest High Sierra system as root with empty password just by clicking on the login button several times. Apple's issued a statement saying that it is working on a software update for the bug, also urging users to set a root password to prevent unauthorized access to their computers. The Russian military confirming on Tuesday that a warplane drove away a U.S. Navy aircraft over the Black Sea this past week. Press service for Russia's southern military district saying Russian air control detected a target rapidly approaching the Russian border over international waters in the Black Sea on November the 25th. It says an Su-30 fighter took off, approached the air target, identified it as a U.S. aircraft. After spotting the Russian jet, the American plane changed its route and flew away from the Russian border. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.